This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a Beltway Blitz with Grant and Danny. Presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home. Because it's where you live. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
12-18, why will this time be different for the Washington Nationals? Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We're at the MGM National Harbor. We thank you so much for listening to the show from the Junkies Poker Open presented by Potomac Metals, your area recycler. You've tried the rest, now scrap with the best. What a weird time in the history of 106.7 The Fan this is. The Redskins have Kyle Shanahan back in town. Kirk Cousins playing a 49ers team he may play for next season. A lot going on in the Cousins front, including stories today from executives around football that say he may not want to be with the Redskins. And the Redskins aren't getting any run on our show because all we're doing is talking about the Nats. Strange world we live in.
Crazy, man.
Let's talk about the Redskins on your Beltway Blitz.
The Redskins.
J.P. Finley of NBC Sports Washington. J.P., let's start with Kyle Shanahan coming back to D.C. How important do you think it is for him to show well against Dan Snyder, who ran him and his dad out of town?
I imagine Kyle wants this win. He's wanted all the wins. He hasn't gotten any yet, but this one would mean a lot. You know, clearly, whenever Kyle and Mike still talk about the end of the Redskins era, I don't know if there's more anger towards ownership or towards Robert Griffin III. I think it's probably shared pretty equally, but certainly Kyle would want nothing more than to get his first ever NFL head coaching win against the Redskins.
Swedish mathematician Johan Paulson Finley. I'm going to go Seinfeld on you here for a second. What's the deal with Jamison Crowder? He was so productive. Now he's doing nothing. What's going on? But seriously, what's the deal with Jamison Crowder?
Dennis Rodman, thanks so much. I actually wrote about this morning.
So you know, I teed you up.
I appreciate that, man. Tee him up, huh? I asked Gruden about this yesterday. If you look at Crowder's numbers through four games this year, he's right around 100 receiving yards, 14 catches, no TDs. Through four games last year, he about doubled that. He was close to 200 yards, had two touchdowns, 18 catches. So just looking at the numbers, it doesn't look right. But you got to look at what the Redskins have done this year. So far, they're running the ball way more than they did last year. Kirk Cousins has thrown 30 less passes through four games in 2017 than he did in 2016. Combine that with Crowder's playing through some ailments. He's had a hip issue. His hammy's been bugging him. He's been on and off injury reports for weeks now. I mean, really since training camp. And I think all of that kind of combines with they haven't really run as many design plays to get Jamison the ball. I think that changes, assuming he's back to fully healthy.
J.P. Finley of NBC Sports Washington. Running game, no Rob Kelly, Samaje Perine, maybe some Mac Brown. Does Chris Thompson get more touches? How's it going to work itself out?
I think you're going to see a lot of Samaje. I think Chris Thompson will get more touches. They kind of got away from him a little in the Kansas City game. I don't think that was intentional. And I think Mac Brown can give them something that has been missing. He's got a little more speed, a little more shift, whereas as Rob and Samaje should kind of keep it between the tackles and go downhill. I think you see a combination of all three. I think Mac Brown has an opportunity to show what, I don't know if you guys get it, but a ton of fans on Twitter love Mac Brown and want to see way more of him. I think he'll get some carries and a little bit of an opportunity this weekend to show that maybe he should be included in the plans going forward.
Johan Pietro, 25th overall pick, the 2005 NBA draft, marginal NBA career. Finley, does Kyle Shanahan have a couple tricks that he's maybe saving here for this Redskins offense? I get the sense, or the defense rather, maybe pulling out all the stops here. What challenges did that San Francisco offense bring for this Redskins D that to this point has played pretty well?
since it's October, I think it's only fair to mention base stealing expert Dave Roberts. I would say Kyle Shanahan at 0-5 has probably tried every trick he's got. Let's be honest. I mean, as much as Kyle wants to beat the Skins, he would much rather be 2-3 at this point. And the Niners have been in every game they've played. The last 3 weeks, they've lost by a combined 8 points. Remarkable. I believe two of those games have been in OT. The biggest weapon for the Niners is certainly Pierre Garçon or their running back Carlos Hyde's a good player. I think Pierre and Hyde are both in the top 10 in rushing and receiving yards, respectively. The Skins should go out and put Brian Hoyer on his butt time and time again, and they should win this thing handily. I have a feeling Kyle and the Niners kind of hang around a little bit, but really the Redskins defense, if they play at the level they've played in Kansas City and against Oakland and against the Rams, who are a big-time scoring team now, should be able to handle this Niners offense.
JP, thank you, buddy. Good talking.
Thanks, guys. I got to say, I'm more impressed by Danny gaining 7 pounds. Grant, your willpower is astounding, but 7 pounds in 3 days, way to go for it, Rouye.
Thank you, my friend. I love you.
Yeah, I'm proud of him. I really am. I'm more impressed by him than I am by myself as well, so there's no shame in that. Let's get to the Nationals. They forced the Game 5, and they did it with a three-hit, seven-inning, scoreless performance with 12 strikeouts from Steven Strasburg. Heisty, how about that masterpiece in a big spot?
Well, if he was sick, he certainly pitched that way, that's for sure. He was definitely sick last night. Everything working, the slider, the changeup, the whole thing, was just, all three, four pitches, just a phenomenal performance last night. And it's amazing for all the drama that led up to that, for him to go out there and do what he did last night was just incredible.
Certainly was. It's afternoon now. We spent the first 2 hours of our show just reflecting on how amazing last night was. And now I've kind of started to turn my attention to tonight, Heisty. All I can think about is Kyle Hendricks throwing balls that are affected by gravity, that have loop, that have arc on them, just going slower and slower and slower towards the plate, and the Nationals whiffing and rolling over ground balls. How do they solve Kyle Hendricks tonight?
Well, they have to just wait and get a pitch that they can handle. And, I mean, that's the key to any hitter, really, against any pitcher. And the off-speed stuff can be certainly devastating when it's on. And you know how he pitches, the fastball to either side of the plate, and then that sets up everything else he does. It's off-speed. I mean, we were joking in Game 1 where we were seeing his fastball at 87, 88, and that's what Strasburg's changeup was at, you know. So, again, it's an adjustment the Nats hitters have to take. They have to be up to the challenge, and I think more than anything, they have to be patient tonight. And if they're able to do that, you know, I think, again, it's going to be one of those games where runs at a premium. It just depends on who the Nationals decide to start against him.
Who will they start? How do you think the pitching order goes tonight?
My thinking is it's still going to be Gio. And I say that just because even though Rourke hasn't pitched in this game, I don't think you can go wrong with either one. But I think whoever does start, the other one's going to be the first one out of the bullpen. And then you can set it up. I'm sure we'll see Scherz tonight at some point. But the bullpen last night, you know, got the job done late. And the Grand Slam set the stage for that. Otherwise, you know, we'd really been biting our nails late in that game.
Heisty, super quick, how much Scherzer tonight? With the extra day, you know, he was talking about being able to go last night. Now you get an extra day of rest. How much might we see him tonight?
I'm probably thinking, I mean, if it has to come down to this, Danny, I'm thinking probably 2 or 3 innings. That's my guess. I mean, you know, there is no tomorrow. You got to win to get yourself to Los Angeles on Saturday.
Heisty, this was your Strasburg game. It's very clear that you're on IVs, that you're under the weather, that you have acute sinusitis or something going on.
So much mold.
You came out and you struck out 12 in this appearance, and we appreciate you doing so.
Thank you, sir.
Craig Heist.
See you, buddy.
On Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Let's look ahead to Game 5. Enough about an amazing Game 4. Why will this time be different? Why is this Nationals team different? Why is this our day in D.C.? Why is it our time? The Caps, many times over, haven't done it. The Nats have not done it. The Wizards in Game 7 against the Celtics couldn't do it. Enough with this cursed nonsense. Why is tonight the night? 800-636-1067. We're Grant and Danny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.